Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Rambles. These have been a long 2 weeks. There have been two more shootings, the Philando Castile and Alton Sterling for the, you know, race shootings. And then there have been two police shootings and a bombing. Exactly why this is called Purged Election Year and not the movie. I actually deleted one of my friends from my Facebook, and I had known this person for years because they're like, all lives matter. All lives matter in the way animal lives matter than Animal Farm. And I put that on my Facebook. I didn't feel bad. I deleted her and explained it. But yeah, and it hurt. But I shouldn't complain about being hurt by a friend when the Baton Rouge thing happened today. There were cops that died. Three cops were killed by a shooter. There's no information about the shooter, so we know, sort of, kind of, everybody's sort of kind of guessing what he is. I know it's mean, but it's true. Just like with the Dallas, you know, they blared a picture of an innocent person, and then it's like, oh, wrong person. But it's just so frustrating. And it sort of makes you angry. Like, this is horrible. You're not safe. And there's the whole concept, evil thrives when good men do nothing. But here's the thing. Some people believe they are good. In the words of How to Win Friends and Influence People, people have their own preconceived bias and prejudice. The person who did those, killed those three officers and injured three people in Baton Rouge, may have believed he was doing good. That's the scary thing. And people blame Barack Obama. I'm not going to blame him. He was put in a bad situation. And this has been going on for, he was not president during the Rodney King. I don't even, he was at Harvard. He wasn't even in high school, more than likely, during the Watts, he was a kid during the Watts riots. And for those who don't know, it was a riot during the 60s. And people were mad. And people got mad because they were angry about the, read it, the Dallas case. This was a mentally messed up soldier. He was trained to kill. I mean, it's true. You can't, I mean, maybe the Black Lives Matter, I don't know if it fed into it. I can only speak by what is given. He was a former military with the Dallas. He went on a shooting spree. You taught a man to kill, and then you expect him to come home normal? What is normal anyway? Okay, first of all, you're wanting him to do a relative theory in a socially acceptable way, even though you taught him to undo them. Yeah, that made no sense. The whole Philando Castile case, he did what he was supposed to. I don't own a gun. I've never used a gun a day in my life. I've never even been to a shooting range. I have friends who own guns, and it's like, good for you. I had the old school grandpa who had the shotgun when most of my cousins started dating and would sit there in the living room. It's a very foreign, but there are rules in place for gun safety. Testing. You have the option of joining the NRA, and when you get pulled over, the police will ask you as a courtesy, and I found this out from friends who own guns. They already know if you have a permit, but they ask you, you know, like, okay, is this person going to tell the truth? Perfectly logical, because, you know, you sort of kind of can shoot them. And he did it from what we've seen. And that's another thing. How is it you can have a video and it's not enough?
if a picture is worth 1,000 words and each second of footage of a video is 30 to 60, I'm trying to remember because I was a media major. I was not big on television editing. I was more radio, hence me hosting my own show. But it's two fields in a frame and 30 frames, so it's 30. So you've got every second of this footage is 30. You have 9 minutes of footage. So that's over 1,000, well, 5,000 images because it's 9 times 60. Okay. Yeah, so I'm not even going to do the math, and I should have done the math sooner. But you have all of this, and it's still not enough. You have cops who are supposed to wear cameras, and it's not enough. It's like, oh, my God, really? Like I said in last year's episode, when the whole Sandra Bland is like, same crap, different year. I'm not same thing because cops are being killed. Innocent people are being killed. The irony is it was after Independence Day, so it's like, what, you're celebrating Independence Day by being free of your body? But there are good cops. Everybody knows. But when the bad cops are able to hide or being condoned, that's when the problem happens. It's a dangerous job. It's a dangerous career. Some people, that is their calling, and it's like, good for you. Yeah, that's sort of dangerous. It's stressful. It's long hours. You're dealing. At the end of the day, you signed up for it. It's not always just like, and it's weird to say, but in a way, working for the police is more dangerous than being in the military because you're seeing the world on a day-to-day basis, and you're having to kill one of your own because these people, 9 times out of 10, the people to police their own, one of your own American citizens hurt you. It's not going to be the random Iraqi coming in. And at least in their case, they're at home and America going over there. If they don't ask butt out, like, fix your own issues. And that's probably how other countries, it's like, don't you have your own issues? I mean, really, there is a problem when our countries are giving warning labels. Don't visit America. Really? We're supposed to be in the land of the free, and the only thing we're doing is freeing people's souls from their bodies, whether cop or military. Or citizen. I told some of my friends, I was like, I never thought of having I wouldn't move to Russia. I don't even like cold weather. I don't like hot weather. Hot weather makes me sick. But the fact is, as a mom, if that thought is in my head, if I have a son, I have to leave my home for my child's safety. And I know I'm not the first, and I don't even want kids. That's a really crazy thing. Like, really? I'm thinking about having, but if it happened, I would seriously consider that just for their safety. Because, and other mothers, I mean, who come here do the same thing. And that is the worst feeling. The Anton Sterling incident, there was, any other case, the video is good. A 9-minute execution video, an excuse. My co-host, his parents are home. He's such a pretty person. He is 10 pounds of and he's also good for a workout. But, yeah, in the case I mentioned, a refugee, earlier this year, there was a guy in New York who wanted to be moved to Canada because he did not feel safe in America. And it's like, yeah, this happened this century. This was not a slavery thing where black people were moving to Canada so they would not be slaves and beat and God knows what other atrocity. And I'm actually looking up the guy's name, and I have it on my notes. But in this day and age, here it is. Well, anyway, this day and age, this should not be an issue. Having to north, and his name is Lindo Canty. He crossed the border in September of last year, and this was published in January, to do this. You shouldn't, you know, people are like, land of the free is the first world. People are still, if people are going back to what they were doing before a teenage amendment passed, and by teenage amendment, I mean between amendments 10 and 19, if you are feeling like acting like what someone would do before those times, there is a problem. The 13th Amendment was passed 150 years ago. Why are you still doing the same thing you were doing 150 years ago? The main thing you should be doing from 150 years ago, pay tax. You weren't even alive 150 years ago. I mean, unless you're one of those magical people, but still, how are you doing what happened 100 and, I mean, peeing I get, eating I get. Now, what you're eating, you know, technological advances, antibiotics, blah, 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 truly home country people want to be in because you feel like you're an endangered species is a problem. And especially as a male, because at least as females, you know, you have that whole thing of female circumcision. I still don't get that. Like, guys are the ones that are sleeping around, not women. But you have this whole icky turning people against police. I made a comment to one of my friends. I was like, people feel more safe. Sometimes the cops are so bad. People would go up to actors playing cops for help. And it wouldn't be funny if it wasn't true. Like, I'm pretty sure there are some people who feel like it would be more okay to ask Mariska Hargitay from SVU for help versus the cop on their street. There is a block or a corner or neighborhood where somebody is watching those shows or asking the guy who played Gil Grissom from CSI, William Peterson, yeah, I finally remember his name, if they feel like seeing him watching a baseball game and being like, yo, Grissom, I need some help, that's a problem. He doesn't on CSI. Well, first of all, CSI is in syndication. It was officially taken off the air last year. His character was only on one episode of the last season after he left during season 9 or something. There's a problem. And season 9 was like in 7 years ago. So this man has, so you've seen reruns from 7 years ago and one TV movie, and you feel like he is a real cop to ask for help. Because, and I just got my 90-second warning, because you feel like it's okay. There are truly good cops. And what happened when good cops are, that was horrible. The Dallas thing was a disaster. The whole, even though it was horrible. You have a random person creating fear in people. That's not good. That's not safe. It's not safe on the other end to worry about something you have no control. You don't have any control over your pigmentation. I mean, granted, you can dye it, but it's going to destroy your skin. If you want to be Michael Jackson, or maybe feel like, if you feel like Verilago to be safe, that's a problem. If you feel like, and I mean, Canada's a very nice place, but making plans like it is pre-Emancipation Proclamation, that is another problem. We as people have to fix it. It is not Obama. It is just there are bad. And I've got 10 seconds left. This is Rambles. I hope you guys will tune in at the beginning of next month. Have a good Sunday. Okay. Bye.